Going to be learning Lukutisichas Chelukov Zain, second sicha for Parshas Vayikra. This is a Rambam sicha, and it's going to be discussing the idea of Heder Mitzvah and the concept of being Yakov Yitzray by carbon to bring the most beautiful carbon you can. Let's start. So, in the end of the halachas at the Surim Mizbeach, the Rambam discusses the nine types of oil that are made. There's the nine types of oil, in short, are is basically that they would harvest the olives at three times, three different batches. So there was the first batch, which was from the top of the tree, and they would take it directly from the tree, was the best batch. And then they take a second batch from the middle of the tree, which they would put on the roof to let it soften through the sun. And the third batch, which they would harvest, was the lowest quality, and they had to leave it in these big vats, and the heat of the vats would soften them up. So you would have these three different batches. And within each of these batches, you had three stages of taking out oil. And the earlier the stage, the higher the quality. So, for example, the first batch of first harvest, which was the best olives. First, they would crush it a mortar, pestle and mortar, and a little bit would come out. That's the highest level of oil. Then they put it under a press, so now more oil would come out. And then finally, the third time, they would put it under, they would grind it, and then the rest of the oil would come out. So the more you press it, the more sediment and the more of the pit and the more of the seeds and the skin gets stuck in there. So the earlier on in the process is the purer the oil. So therefore, the oil that was pressed with the mortar is the purest. The second would be that which was pressed with the base Chabad, and the third, that which was grinded with a millstone, that would be the have the most sediment and stuff mixed in. Therefore, it would be the lowest quality. So that's regarding the first batch, and the same thing with the second batch. They'd also have these three stages, and also with the third batch, they would have also those three stages. So altogether, they had nine levels of oil. And the Mishnah tells us that the highest quality oil, of course, would be the first type of oil from the first batch. The second highest level would be the second oil from the first batch, which would be equal to the first level of the second batch. And then you would have this next level would be the third quality oil from the first batch, which would be equal to the second quality oil from the second batch, which would be equal to the first oil from the third batch, and so on and so forth. You get the idea. So the halacha is that regarding the menorah, since it says in the pasuk azach, it has to be pure. So the rule is that the main point really is not which batch it comes from, but rather that it doesn't have any sediment inside of it. That has to be pure olive oil. Therefore, the halacha is you're able to use the first oil of any of these three batches. So going forward, we'll call it, we'll the first batch is 1, 2, 3. Second batch will be 4, 5, 6, and the third batch will be 7, 8, 9. So the halacha is that for the menorah, you're allowed to use oil 1, oil 4, and oil 7. But regarding the menachos, you'd be able to use all 9. That's what the Rambam tells us. So the Rambam asks then that if all 9 are kosher for the menachos, why does the Mishnah bother telling us which one's better than what the levels are? What's the point? Since you're able to use any of these nine, why does it matter which one's better than the next? And similarly, even by the Naira, if the first, fourth, and seventh is kosher to be used, why bother telling us that the first is better than the fourth is better than the seventh? Therefore, you're able to use any of them any of those three for the Naira, or any of the nine for the Menachos. So the Rambam tells us, because a person who wants to be lezakas atzmai, so a person wants to bring s'chus to himself, then Yaakov Yitzra Hara, he should bend his Yitzhara, v'yarchiv yodoy, he should broaden, he should be generous, v'yavi karbonim min ha'yafa ha'mshulach b'yaser, he should bring his carbon from the most beautiful and the most praised. V'oysa min sh'yavimeni, from that min, which you're bringing it from, meaning is that you should bring the best. So a person wants to be Yaakov Yitzra, he doesn't just bring one of the nine. No, he brings the best one of those nine, or at least the best one that he could afford. And the Rambam brings two proofs. Proof number one is from Hevel. It says, "VeHevel hevi gam hu mebechayr soinu mechalvehem." That Hevel also brought a carbon from the firstborns of his sheep and from their best, from the chelev, from the fat ones, from the best ones. "VeYisha Hashem al Hevel mechasein." Hashem turned to Hevel as mincha. Meaning is that when Hevel brought the best, Hashem was happy with that, and he turned and accepted his carbon. The Rambam continues that Hu Adin b'chol davar shu l'Hashem hakel hatoyif shiyem min hanav hatoyif. The same din is when you give something to Hashem, it should always be from the best. Therefore, if you build a base tefillah, it should be the more beautiful than your house. If you are feeding somebody who's hungry, you should give it from the best and sweetest foods on your shulchan. If you're covering somebody that is naked, you should give them the best of your clothing. If you're going to be makdish something to the base of Mikdash, you should be makdish the best of your nechasiv. And he brings the proof, as it says in the pasuk, called chaylev l'Hashem, that the chaylev, the fat, meaning is the best, should go to Hashem. So in short, the Rambam's answering that the reasoning why the Mishnah tells us that there's 9 levels of menachis, of oil that can be used for the menachis, it teaches this din that you should really be bringing the best that you can. And the more you bend and your yakif yitzray, not to be cheap, and bring the minimum, which is kosher, that you bring the most hither, that is something which is praiseworthy. And he says, Hu Adin, this idea applies to anything which is Lashem Hakel Hatayf. So the shailas that we need to understand is like this. The main question of the Sikha is that Lachaira, this din of the Rambam, that you should always give the best, doesn't seem to be a chiddush. We already, this is at the end of Hilchos Asur Mizbeach, but we already know this din from much earlier. If you look at the beginning, this is Perek Zayin. If you look right at the beginning of the Perek, the Rambam writes clearly, like called Davar She'ein Apostle, maybe Oisila Chatkila. You don't, just because something is impossible means you should bring it. Meaning, just because it's kosher, doesn't mean Lachatkila you should bring it. Rather, L'kol She'yavi L'Karbin, Yavi Min HaMukhar. Whatever you're going to bring for a carbon, you should bring from the best. And he brings it in, and he also brings this in Perek Beis Alachachas, that we learn this from the Pasuk, Mivchar Nidarechem. The Gersa of the Rambam was Nidarecha. The Lashon of the Pasuk is Mivchar Nidarechem. Okay, so we already know this din. So the Shaila is, why is the Rambam having a question? Why does the Mishnah tell us these 9 different types of oil, and he has to machadish that you're supposed to bring the best? Lachari already know this from the beginning of the parak. We even know from parak Bezi bring this idea that you're always supposed to bring the Mivchar Nidarechem. It's a Perisha Pasuk, you bring for the best, the Mivchar, the most chosen. So Abizai, the question that we really need to understand is, what, A, Aleph, what are we learning out from the different levels of oil? What's the Rambam being machadish in this din, which we wouldn't know from the general din of Mivchar Nidarechem? 2, why is this connected dafta haroitza lezakis atzmai? It's connected to the rotzna adam. And 3, he brings 2 proofs for it. Right? So he doesn't bring the proof of mivchar nidarechem, he brings other proofs, avol, and he brings from kol chaylev l'Hashem. So clearly there is a chiddush over here that we don't have from mivchar nidarechem, and our question is, what is this chiddush? So the Rambam tells us, Bapashtus, what's the answer? The truth is, in the Sikha, it's going to take it into 2 levels. It's going to give the answer Bapashtus, which he keeps, and then he's going to go into this answer in a deeper way, which will give us a much broader and much deeper understanding of it. So he says, Bapashtus, in the Inyan of Min HaMufchar, there's many levels. There's many levels, and we're going to take a moment to discuss these different levels. Look at R10. He says, if you look at the beginning of the Halachis, and Perek Aleph, the Rambam writes, "Mitzvah sasei liyaskol hakarbanis tmimim, tmimim umufcharim." Shenamer tamim yir l'rotan zu mitzvah sasei. That he says it's a mitzvah sasei that all the karbanis should be tmimim, which means complete, and also mufcharim, chosen, as it says in the pasuk, "Tamim yir l'rotan." That if it's tamim, then it will be l'rotan, and this is a mitzvah sasei. So, and the Rebbe says, "Shu l'chayim." This is a prat in tmimim. So there's one level of mufcharim which is a prat in tmimim, as it sounds like from this pasuk, or maybe it's a different inyan. Let's discuss what it means, because this is really 2 different levels. So the first level that the Rebbe says is that there is an aspect, there's the mitzvah to say, to be tamim yil ratzin, inyan of tmimus. There's a mitzvah to say to be tamim, and there's a lois to say that you're not allowed to be makdish an animal which is a balmo. So what does tamim mean? So Lachar, the Rambam is telling us that tamim means, A, of course, it can't have a mum, but there's a second part to it, that even if it doesn't have a mum, but if it doesn't have a basic quality, a basic level of mufchar, then even if it technically doesn't have a mum, it's still going to be pasul. For example, the Rebbe brings the R12, and this is the Rebbe's Kavana. He says that if an animal is a zakin or a chayla, that if an animal is old or sick and it literally shakes because of the sickness, that is considered a mum. What does it mean it's considered a mum? L'chayr, it's not one of the mumim which are mentioned in the Torah. The vart is because within the category of tamim, that includes, when the pasuk says that should be tamim, it means A, it doesn't have a mum, and also that it needs to have a certain level of completion to it. It can't have any issues with it. So shaking and having these problems would be something which would not be considered a mum. L'chayr, maybe you could also add to this treifus, an animal which is treif. A treif is actually not a mum. It's not considered a mum. It's something which is inside an animal. It's not a mum, but that's also pasul. The Gemara brings different psukim. The Rambam brings the idea of one idea is mashki yisrael. The Gemara tells us that anything which is permitted for you to eat, you're allowed to bring as a carbon or use as a mitzvah bechlal. The Rambam brings another idea of hakrivehu na lepesakapa lepachasecha hayirtzucha. That there's a general idea is that if you bring a carbon, which if you would give it to your governor as a gift, he would not be happy with you and he wouldn't accept it, then you can't bring that either to Hashem. So if you bring a treifa, your governor wouldn't be happy with this treifa, so therefore also it wouldn't be something which was fit for Hashem. Therefore, a treifa animal and other types of animals which are in that same type of gather would be something which was literally pasul. Not just it's not the mufar, but it's literally pasul. So that this could be what the first level that when it says mitzvah to say that should be tamimim mufharim, as it says it should be a tamim. What does tamim mean? Tamim means that it's complete. That it's something that you could bring to your governor. Something which is good quality, a basic level of quality. So that will be darga number one. The second darga would be. The Rebbe says, or this could be an inyan b'fnei atzma. Meaning is that when it says tmimim mufkarm, so the first way of learning it is that mufkarm is just a prat in tmimim, but it could be actually another detail that there's the inyan of tmimim, and then there's another level of mufkarm. So the basic level of which I was just speaking about, that can't be shaking, that actually might not be included. The Rambam doesn't mean that when he says the word mufkarm, rather he means that in the word tmimim, that part of tmimim means that you can't have these things, because these things, as the Rambam says, is considered a mum. So rather, the second way of understanding it, the mufharim, is not referring to those, but it's actually referring to another sug. What sug is that? So the Rambam tells us that there's a certain sug, mufkar, that if you're missing it, it's aser. And he says, al derech. The Rambam says, al derech. And he puts in italics, what are examples of things which are aser lemazbeach, if it's not mufkar? So he says it's similar to what the Rambam writes. This is in Halacha Ches, that Perbez Halacha Ches, that there are four types of chaloyim acherim. Arba chaloyim acherim. There's four types of sicknesses. If in Nimsa Echamahem Bebehim, if you have one of these sicknesses, that you're not allowed to be makrivin, because it's not minimufkar, but because of armim mipkar nidaracha. That the Rambam's telling us that if it has one of these four mumim, makrivin, I say, you're not allowed to be makrivin. So this would be another exact, this would be the next level, that it's not considered mufkar, doesn't have this somewhat higher level of mufkar, and therefore it's usher to bring it. Why would this be level two? Because the Rambam finishes off that if you taka do bring this carbon, im hakribam, the Rambam finishes off, yira li shuhurtsu. The Rambam says that if you're makrivit, it appears to me that it would be hurtsa. Meaning is that if you brought it, you're not allowed to bring it. If you bring it, the kaidim won't be makrivit. But if the kaidim, for whatever reason, were makrivit, they only find out afterwards it wasn't that great, then, b'diavad, if it was already brought, it will be hurtsu. So this is something which is aser. It's not just the chatrila, it's aser to bring. But if you brought it, it would be meratza b'diavad. So that would be level number two. Level number three would be a behema which is kohusha, bakor. It's weak, it's lean, a lean. I shouldn't say weak, it's lean or ugly. Meaning because it doesn't have a lot of fat on it. You want to bring the fattest, the best behemoth, something which would be considered a fatty, good behemoth. This is a very lean behemoth. It's an ugly behemoth. It's not so geschmack. So the halacha over there is that this animal, you shouldn't bring lechatchila. If you brought it, b'diavad, it's kasher. But lechatchila, you're not supposed to bring it. As the Rambam writes, le'kol davar she'enei pasal mevi oisa lechatchila. Just because it's not possible doesn't mean that you should bring it lechatchila. This is the first halacha per exam we quoted earlier. Let's say you're chayv an oila. Lo yavi se kochush v'kor. We're shipping a lean and ugly sheep. V'yomer, and you will say, "Har ein bay mum." It doesn't have a mum in it, so this is kosher. You shouldn't do that. Regarding the says, that are someone who can bring something which is nice, and he brings something which is mashkas, meaning something which is which is shvach, and such a person is not considered praiseworthy. It's the opposite of praise. It's our, if he's able to bring something better, if, meaning is, what is he trying to say? Slachatchila, meaning is, if you had something better, then you should bring something better. B'diavad, if you brought it, itaka would work. Rather, kol she'yav l'karvin, you should be yavim in a mufchar. So this is level number three. Level number three is that it's lachatchila. If you have something better, you should bring that other thing. And what is that? What is this? So what is this referring to? That's level three. What's level number four? So the Rambam tells us this is Hilchas Maisa Karbanis, that someone makes a neder to bring a shor or ayal, kevez or edel. He shouldn't bring like something which is kochush b'yoyser shba'isamin, a very lean animal, which is atmin. But still, any chayv lahavia yafa sham b'yoyser. He's also not to bring the fattest animal. She'ein sham l'mayla menu, that you have nothing better. El yofi beinani. So the Rambam's telling us what is the chiv. The chatchila, you shouldn't bring the kachash, but you also don't have to bring the best. Rather, what should you bring? You should bring a beinni. But if you bring the kachash, yatsi de nidra. So over there, the Rambam is referring to a neder, and he doesn't bring anything about that you should bring the mivchar nidrechem. You should bring something which is yafa v'sham mitzav mivchar nidrechem. In those two places which we just quoted, reish perek zayin, also the other place was in Maaser Karbanis, perek tazayin halacha dalek. All he's telling us is that Mitzad Mivchar the Derechem, in let's say in the Reish Perek Zayin, tells us Mitzad Mivchar the Derecha, you should not bring something which is Kachosh B'Yaser. Rather, Yavi Minim of Her. Don't bring something which is Kachosh, rather, Yavi Minim of Her. And then in Maaser Karbanis, it tells us you don't need to bring something which is Kachosh B'Yaser, rather, you just need to bring a Beinani. And over there, it's talking about a Neder, and there I'm going to say that you have an obligation to bring the best. Elamai, this is your basic obligation, which is the Inyan of a Beinani. And, the Pashtas, this is the inyan of Mivchar Nidarecha, or Mivchar Nidarecha. So, and I'll get back to that, how we know that. So that was level number four. What's the fifth level? The fifth level is what the Rambam is discussing in our halacha. That the Rambam is machadish, that Reitza, Lezakas Atzmai, that he should bring min ha-yafa ha-mashubach b'yaser. Not just something which is a kachosh, not a kachosh, meaning is, it's not, we said earlier that you shouldn't bring lachatkila. You shouldn't bring a kachosh b'kaur. Rather, you should bring the mufchar. Rather, what would a mufchar mean? So, the mufchar would mean the pashtas. He says, don't bring from something which is kachosh. Rather, you should bring something mufchar. That the pashtas means something which is greater than kachosh, which would mean a beinani. So, over here, we're saying is that a beinani is even a beinani. Is not enough to take this Indian of someone who wants a Raisa Lazakas Asmai. If you want to be a Razakas Asmai, you should bring a Yafa Mashubach B'Yaisr. So does the Rambam know this? This we learn out from the oil. This is what we're learning out from the types, nine types of oil. From this that the Mishnah is telling us that there's nine types of oil. And also we see that Hevel brought from the best. Doesn't just bring Stam a good animal. He brought from the best of the sign. And it says Kol Chelef LaHashem. So from here we're learning that, and who are then for all other in Yanim, that the idea is that you always should bring the best. Asha Inkin, the din of Mipchad the Derechim is actually just a din by Karbanis. So how do we know this? How do we know that this is what the Rambam is trying to say, that Mipchad the Derecha just means a Beinini, and Mitzad, Kol Chelev LaHashem, you should really be bringing the best. How do we know this? So first of all, one proof is from earlier. From when in those prior halachas, when the Rambam was saying don't bring a kachosh, he doesn't say you should bring hayafa v'hasham and b'yaser. All he says is you should bring from the mufkar. He tells us don't bring kachosh, and then says yafim and mufkar. Mashmais is what does mufkar mean? It just means not a kachosh. And similarly in Maaser Karbanis, where he says that you shouldn't bring a kachosh, and all he says is that you should bring a beinini, and he's talking about a neder, and he doesn't bring over there that mitzad the neder you should really be mifchad the derechem. Since it said mifchad the derechem, you should really be bringing the best. That's proof number one. I will point out, you could argue on that particular proof, because you could understand the idea of Mipchar Nidarechem, as some Rishonim learn it. The Mipchar Nidarechem is part of a general type of obligation of always bringing the best to Hashem. Mipchar Nidarechem, meaning is there's a mitzvah, which we'll discuss later on, that we always have an inyan of Hidr mitzvah. By a carbon, it's called the Mivchar Nidarechem, but that's really a prat, according to some Rishonim, in the inyan of Histal Lefanav Mitzvahs. Look at our 41. No, not 41. 30. 30. But the mitzvah, it sounds like that's part of the, and also from the Shagas Aryeh, that this is an inyan of a hiddur mitzvah. So if we're assuming that it's an inyan of hiddur mitzvah, then you could argue that when it says Yabi Min HaMufkar, if the concept is mitzad, the idea of a hiddur mitzvah, then maybe the reason why he doesn't bring it in Maaser Karbanos is because he's telling us the basic rule that you don't need to bring something which is kachush, but rather all you need to bring is a beinoni. Why doesn't he say it's a mibchan de derecham? Because you could explain that mibchan de derecham is really just part of the general rule of hiddur mitzvah. So you could argue that. Of course, that's not the mashmois in the Rambam, because the Rambam does bring this idea of mibchan de derecham in these halachas itself. He brings it that he actually brings this, as we said, he brought the pasuk of Mibchar Nidaracha when it speaks about Arba Chaloyim Acherim, that there's these four types of sicknesses that you're not supposed, it's not Minamufchar. You aim Makriven Isa Lafish, that you're not supposed to bring it because it's not Minamufchar, but because of Arba Mibchar Nidaracha. But the Mashmois of the Rambam is that from Mibchar Nidaracha, it's actually teaching us an obligation. It's saying you're not allowed to bring these four animals because it's not from the Mivchar Nidarecha. So that means that according to the Rambam, Mivchar Nidarecha is not just a type of hiddur. That it's part of the general category of hiddur mitzvah, and by the Torah is stressing it basically by karbonis, that by karbonis this is a special inyan. We find by certain mitzvahs there's a special inyan of hiddur, like by esrog. So this is one of those examples that besides for the hiddur mitzvah, there's a special emphasis about this one that gives an extra emphasis, and they explain why. But according to the Rambam, that's not the mashmois, because the Rambam clearly said that from this pasuk we're actually learning out an iser. So therefore, when he says it's saying this, you shouldn't bring because it's not been the mifchen de derecham, and then he says regarding the sakachosh v'ka'ur, you should lachatila, it shouldn't be brought because you're supposed to bring min hamufchar, which we're learning out again from mifchen de derecha. But he doesn't actually bring anywhere that you should bring from the shaman de yosem mitzam mifchen de derecha. Therefore, the mashmois is that we're not. What are we learning from mifchen de derecha? Only that it shouldn't be something which is a kachosh or something which is sick. But rather, you just bring the beinoni. That's all we're really learning from that pasuk. And the only time he mentions hashava, ayapa, mishulch b'yaser is our halacha when we're speaking about the oil, and he uses this lashon of lazakas atzma yakov yisrael, and he brings different pasukim. The second proof that the Rambam holds this way is from the original question we asked. The Rambam asks that why are we counting achshah kulan ksherim, since all the nine types of oil are kosher, lamanachas lamanimnu, why were they counted? And we ask, what do you mean why are we counted? We already have this pasuk from earlier. The Rambam tells us that you're also always supposed to bring the mifchar nidareha. If you're supposed to bring the best, then of course the Mishnah has to tell us what the best is. Alamai, according to what we understand is, according to what we've been explaining, that's not what the Rambam holds. The Rambam holds that from the Lashon of Mifchar Nidarecha, we're learning that it has to be something which is a good animal, has to be a beinoni. All it's telling us is that it has to be something that you would bring, this is my own Lashon, but it's something that you would bring as a gift, something you would bring to your governor. So Mifchar Nidarecha means that it can't be something which is A, just doesn't have a mum, but it's something which is lean and not kashmak. Mifchar Nidarecha means it needs to be something which is a good animal that you would bring it to your governor, which a beinoni would also be brought. But this that has to be the best that you possibly have. That's, we don't learn from the word mitchan de derechem. Therefore, and that's why the Ramban asks that since all nine are considered kosher, they're all good. It's not that any one of these nine are considered bad oil or a diyevedik oil. All nine are kosher lechatchila. So all nine are considered mufkarim. They're all considered good. It's just that within the mufkarim themselves, we have different levels. And therefore, the Ramban's mechadish, since the Mishnah tells us that there's these nine different levels, it's telling us that there is a special idea of giving that he should give the best of these oils, even though it's not a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv. That's an important word. It's not an obligation. Rather, it's a midas chasidus of giving the best. Okay, so just to recap and just to discuss some of the horrors, then we'll go weiter. So, Bekitzer, we asked a few questions. Our main question really is, what's the chiddush? Why the Rambam, A, asks the question, why is the Mishnah telling us all nine types of oil, all nine of them kosher? Why? Of course he needs to tell us this. Because we have a halacha of mibchan de derechem. So So, and the second question is that Bechlal, why is the what's the chiddush of the Rambam Ar Halacha? Since we already know that Mivchar Derechem, you always need to bring the best. What is the Rambam telling us? I mean, Mechal Shavroitz Lazakas Atzmai. What do you mean? You always need to do Misam Mivchar Derechem. So the answer that we gave is that there's really different levels of Mivchar, Misam Mivchar Derechem. Our conclusion was, you need to have at least a Beinoni. Mivchar Derechem means you need to bring a Beinoni. And the Chiddush of our Halacha is that you bring the best. So I wanted to point out that the Rebbe learns level 2 and 3 as two differences. That level 2, which was the four sick ones, is Asr, L'chatrila, but B'diavad, if it's brought, then it's okay. While level 3 is something which, if you have something bad, L'chatrila, you shouldn't bring it if you have something better. So he divides it into two categories. Now, R13, the Rebbe brings from the Kiryas Sefer, that learns that they're both really the same category, that both of them are part of the same category, that even when the Rambam says, even by the Arba Choloyim Acherim, that these four sicknesses, Emakriven I say, according to him, he understands it not that it's an Isser, but that rather, Mitzah Mivchen de Derecha, the Chathchila, as the mitzvah, you should bring it. The Rebbe is learning it as the Mitzah Mivchen de Derecha, it's Pashat Asr to bring it. The Torah tells us what type of animal you're allowed to bring, and this you're not allowed to bring. If you bring it, then B'diavad, it's not Ma'akim. But the Kiryas Sefer is learning that when it says Mivchen de Derecha in the Rambam, even that's not Pashas Mashmois, but it actually means it's a mitzvah B'leila P'psul. And that's why he explains that, why is it B'diavad Kasher? B'diavad Kasher, because it's only L'chatchila, it's a mitzvah, which is not the way we are learning. So according to him, either way, that they would be the same gather. So 2 and 3 would be the same gather, which is basically cut out gather 2, because it really goes from 1 to 3, according to him. They're the same thing. And he also, in R16, the Rebbe discusses this idea that according to the Rambam, the Kiryas Sefer also explains, according to the Rambam, that what is the reasoning why a kechusha, something which is a kechusha, is could be. He wants to say that there are scenarios when a kechusha, even according to the Rambam, could be possible. When would that be? When you have something which is better. Because since it says hakriveu na lipa chasecha, that when you have something which is shemena, you shouldn't be bringing it. So he's being mechadish that according to the Rambam, that in this halach, this I guess the third sug that we brought, the third sug being that you shouldn't bring a kachosh, sounds like that he's understanding the Rambam that since the Rambam tells us that you shouldn't bring it, and he tells us someone who does bring it is called Ar Nucha. So he's understanding it is, when it says Oro Nuchal and he brings a Mashas, it means, that doesn't mean that B'dievet it's okay, it's just like you shouldn't be doing it. He's understanding it is that it's actually Aser. For Oro Nuchal is telling you that if you have something better, then it's Pashat Aser to bring it. So according to him, that would be, there's not two different categories, there's only one category, but he has a different Chiddush, that A, if you have nothing else, then these things are just limits. So meaning is, category 2 and 3, if you have nothing else, you are allowed to bring it, because you have nothing else. But if you have something which is better, then if you bring one of these two things, that would be something which is actually pasul. Mitzad the inyan of hakriveu na lepachasecha, which is also the issa the Rambam brings for the inyan of treifus. So it would literally be a psul. That is the mashmais from the Kiryas Sefer. So that would be somewhat a different way of understanding it. Okay. Just one other chiddush before we go weiter. This is our 19 and 20. In the Pnim, we explained that according to the Rambam, Mivchar Nidarecha is teaching you that it has to be a Beinoni, while the Kol Chayv L'Hashem is to bring even better than that. Mitzad the inyan of Mivchar Nidarecha, you don't need to know any of these nine dargas. Mitzad Mivchar Nidarecha, all nine are equally good. The Rambam brings in our 19 and 20 a second way of understanding it. This is from the Rashi. First of all, he brings from the Rashi, the Ksav Yad, that Rashi disagrees. If the Ksav Yad of Menachos, Rashi clearly holds that even mitzad the inyan of Mivchar Nidarecha, mitzad the inyan of Mivchar Nidarecha, there is an inyan of bringing the better oil, is an obligation, mitzad this inyan of Mivchar Nidarecha. So first of all, he brings that Rashi argues. But then he brings in R20, that even mitzad the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam, you could give a different pshat in the Rambam. And Bekitzer, not to go through the whole inyan, we said earlier that the Mishnah tells us that the top level is the oil number 1. Second level, second tier is oil 2 and oil 4. Whereas the Mishnah says they're shoven, they're equal. Level tier is oil 3, oil 5, and then oil 7. They are also shavim, etc. So the Rambam writes in the Pirushim Shnayas that they're shavim for menachas, and there's no yisron zeh al zeh al misha writes a mitzvah and a mukhar. Someone wants to do a mitzvah and a mukhar, then you should bring the better one. So what's interesting is that the Rambam quotes the lashon of, let's say, number 2 and number 4 are shavim. And he says they're exactly equal unless you want to do a mitzvah and a mukhar. So from that lashon that 2 and 4 are equal unless you want to do a mitzvah and a mukhar, the mashmois is that even between 2 and 4, there's a difference. 2 and 4 are mamish equal, but there's actually even a difference between 2 and 4. 2 and 4 are equal, unless you want to do a mitzvah and a mufkar, and then you should bring something which is better, which is number 2, according to the Rambam, as the Rebbe is Madaik from the Yad, because he counts it from 1 to 9, so the Mashmai says that 2, like from, he goes from 1 to 9, that number 2 would probably be better, higher than 4 from this, that he's giving them numbers. So he says, according to this way of understanding it, then you could maybe learn the Rambam a little bit differently. He says, you can say that mitzad mivchan nidareichem, even mitzad the oils, there would be a difference. Meaning is that mitzad mivchan nidareichem, if you have, let's say, oil number 2, then don't use oil number 3. But mitzad mivchan nidareichem, if you have 2 and 4, you could use either one. So mitzad mivchan nidareichem, 2 and 4 are equal. But mitzvah nifchan didarechem, 2 and 3 are not going to be the same, or 2 and 5 are not going to be the same. There's going to be a difference between them. And that also could be the pshat of Rashi and the Ksav Yad. He could be saying the same thing. He could maybe even be agreeing with this Rambam. He's not saying in general nifchan didarechem for all 9. Maybe you could learn it that he's saying this same concept. I think, I don't know if the Rebbe says that clearly, so I have to maybe bedaik in the Lashon. So I'm going to scratch that until I look at the Lashon. But either way, according to the Rambam, now we have another way of learning it. He says that in Halacha Tas, he's just learning Mitzad the Mifchan the Derechem. And therefore, there's no Nafgimina in the oils that are equal themselves. So therefore, in Halacha Tas, he tells us that 2 and 4 are equal. That's Mitzad Mifchan the Derechem. So already over there, he's telling us 2 and 4 are equal, 3 and 5 are equal. But it's clear that even then he's trying to make a chiluk between, let's say, two and three. So he's therefore ula. He says another way of understanding it is that halacha tas mitzam mipchan didereichem. There's no difference between those that which are shavin, but there still would be a nafkimina between those which are not shavin. Well, there he's meisim halacha yud al that someone wants to be mezakeh himself that even b'dein hashmanim gufa which are shava you should take the better one. So if you could take 2 or 4 mitzad the mitzvah mufkar, you should take 2 and not 4. And the Rebbe does bring in a Shuli Hagilyon, the Harar Maria, which says something different, something similar in Das Taismus, but he actually switches the order. According to him, he understands that 4 is better than 2. So we're understanding is that Rambam is 1, 2. You know, the earlier the number, but pashtus, the better it is. But he actually flips it around. He says, no, 4 is better than 2. And he gives a svar. He says, because oil, which is used for food, like it's a mincha, you actually want to have a little bit of the sediment because it adds flavor. The extra virgin oil is actually geschmack for lighting, but it's not so geschmack for food. So he says, therefore, 4 is actually better than 2. As I thought there. Either way, that's not pashtus, the lashon of the Rambam. Okay, so now let's go weiter. It's interesting, I'm just thinking on the spot, that this second way of the Rebbe learning in R20, I think that might fit well with the Kiryas Sefer. Because the Kiryas Sefer is saying that if you have something better, then you shouldn't bring a kachusha. So, mitzam mitzchay didereichem, love that. No, I'm going to take that back. No, I don't think it's the Kiryas Sefer, because the Kiryas Sefer is saying something which is possible. This is definitely not possible if you just bring a lower level of the Hey, Viter. Okay, so that answers the main question, all the questions we have. What's the chiddush of this halacha? But we still have 2 additional questions we need to add, and with these 2 additional questions, we'll understand halacha much deeper. Question number 1 is, why does the Rambam bring this halacha only over here in the Hilchos Asur Mizbeach? The Rambam gives 4 examples of things which are being used for Hashem. He, in addition to the carbon, he brings that base tefillah. It should be the most beautiful base tefillah, feeding the hungry with the best food, covering the those who are naked with beautiful clothing, and being makdish davar. He says, L'chaira, if we wanted to go according to, we should have mentioned earlier, We could have mentioned it already in Hilchos Tefillah. Hilchos Tefillah talks about building a base of Knesset and tells us how it has to be the highest in the whole city. So L'chaira, it also should have told us it should also make it more beautiful. Mitzadis Inyan is that not just make it higher and make it the most beautiful you can, Mitzad HaYafa Shem L'chasav. Why doesn't he bring this din already earlier by Hilchos Tefillah? Or Al Kopan, and he could have also brought it by Halachas of Matnas Aniyim, which is an early Halacha. Matnas Aniyim isn't safer. Zerayin. Over there, he talks about the idea of tzedakah. So why doesn't he bring this idea that when you're giving to the poor, don't just give him, let's say, a piece of clothing, which is lafik vayda. Give him the best that you possibly can. And that's where the Shulchan Aruch brings it. Shulchan Aruch brings this din in Halachas Tzedakah. So the Shaila is, why is the Rambam waiting to Halachas of Korbanos to bring this idea? He should have l'chaira brought it over there by either tzedakah or by tefillah and telling us this idea of kol chayla b'lashem, you should always give the best. Second question is that if we look in the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflam and Gimel and Beis, it tells us this famous halacha of Hidr Mitzvah. It says Zeki Livan Veyu, which that means it's not the fun of a mitzvah. This is my God, and I'll beautify him. How do you beautify him? You beautify him by making yourself beautiful with his mitzvahs. And the Gemara gives examples. How do you become beautiful with mitzvahs? That is, and therefore, through you becoming beautiful when you do a mitzvah, that is actually beautifying Hashem. Make a sukkah na, a lulavna, a shofarna, a tzitzisna, a sefertana, with a diya, with good ink, a kulmus, with a good pen. Good pen actually means good handwriting. With a good cipher, who's an expert, etc., etc. So the question is, why is the Rambam bringing these examples, which are different from the Gemara? When the Gemara is talking about this idea of hidr mitzvah, it brings the sukkah, lulav, etc. But the Rambam is over here bringing other examples about hektish and about based tefillah and tzedakah. Why doesn't he bring the same ones that the Gemara brings? The Rambam points out in R27, 28, that l'chaira, it's actually interesting, the Rambam doesn't mention anywhere this idea of hisna l'fanav mimitzvahs with the examples that is brought in the Gemara. And it sounds like, according to the Rambam, he doesn't hold of this idea of that zeke livan veyu, we learn this idea of hisna l'fanav mimitzvahs, so it could be that according to the Rambam, he doesn't actually hold of this halacha. He does point out that the Ein HaMishmat, that two places in, that the Ein Mishmat on Shas and Kuflam and Gimel point to two places in the Rambam, where it sounds like he does hold of it. One place is that he, by Hilchos Sefer Torah, tells us to use a Ksivim Tukanes, a very beautiful script, but he doesn't bring anything else about the Sefer Torah, about using a good Sefer and having a good, having like a beautiful silk to wrap it in and using a good pen. He just brings that one thing. And also Hilchos Lulav, he says it's a mitzvah mufkar to tie them all together. But he doesn't bring this idea of a lulavna and sukkana. He just brings this this concept of that they should be tied together, which we actually learn that's not from this Gemara in Sukkah. In Shabbos is actually from a Gemara in Sukkah and Yud Aleph Amud Beis that also learns it from the word Zekeli Bambeyu, but it's not actually from the Gemara in Shabbos. And therefore, it sounds like the Rambam doesn't hold of this halacha, and therefore he might learn that Zekeli Bambeyu is teaching us. Might hold like one of the other two opinions of the Gemara. There's Abba Shal says that we learn from Ban Veyu that you're supposed to be Daimalai Mahuchan and Barach Ma'atata, or like Re Ben Durmaskis that learns in the Mechilta that you're supposed to make a base of Migdashna, which the Rambam passings like both of those in Yanavi, but passings that you're supposed to be Daimalai, that's one of the mitzvahs, and he also says you're supposed to have a base of Migdash, beautiful. So even though he didn't bring that pasuk, but what exactly the shittas of the Rambam? So it's very interesting. So it could be that the Rambam doesn't hold of this concept of hisna l'fanav b'mitzvahs, but there's a general mitzvah of hisna l'fanav. Rather, it's by particular mitzvahs that we have them. And the Rambam says oitzarachian, but the Achronim do discuss why these particular mitzvahs. Why these particular mitzvahs, the Rambam does mention them. Just to give you some thoughts on it, the Rebbe again doesn't discuss it. They say by Lulav, there's a, because it says by the Esrig, you're supposed to create Hadar, so there could be a Hekesh from Lulav to the Esrig, so therefore Lulav to Esrig, therefore teaches us, in addition to, meaning as there's a Zekei Levan Veyu, but how do we know Zekei Levan Veyu is going Dafka on Lulav? It's because there's a hekesh. Others want to say that the Rambam actually mentioned that you're supposed to do, it's a mitzvah min hamufkar. Put them all together, that's not zekei livan veyu. The mitzvah min hamufkar is because it says in the pasuk, gulakachtam, it's supposed to be a lekicha tama. So tying them all together makes it a lekicha tama. So it might not have anything to do, might not have nothing to do with hider mitzvah, it might actually have to do with this idea of a lekicha tama. That's why it's a mitzvah min hamufkar. And regarding the idea of the Sefer Torah, That we'll actually discuss later on, that sefer Torah is actually very similar to a carbon, as we will see. Others just also point out that the times that the Rambam does bring this idea of something which is beautiful is always in the way how you're fulfilling the mitzvah. That went by, like for sefer Torah, it's writing the sefer Torah, it's the fulfillment. There's a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah, so the way when you're writing it, you're doing it in a beautiful manner. The mitzvah is to take the lulav and esrog together. So the way how you're taking it as a way of lakichatama. Mashenkin, the other examples of let's say a lulav and those other inyanim is the mitzvah is not b'shas ha-mitzvah, that you're doing it, meaning is the way how when you're doing the mitzvah, you're doing it in a beautiful way, but it's rather the item that you're using for the mitzvah has to be beautiful. So that is also an interesting chiluk between them. But either way, our two questions are, question one, why is the Rambam waiting till now to tell us this idea of kol chiyuv la'Hashem, aritzel l'zakas atzmai? And second question is, why doesn't the Rambam bring this idea of zeh keli v'am? Why does he bring the examples, his own examples, and not the examples that the Gemara brings in Maseches Shabbos? And we did point out that it's very possible that the Rambam doesn't hold of this idea of zeh keli v'aveihu, but Chagufa, what's the difference? What is the difference of zeh keli v'aveihu that he might not hold of? And of course, this kol chiyuv la'Hashem, which he does hold of. What is the difference between them? Okay. So there is going to give bashkafa rishonis. So we're going to look at karbanis, and we're also going to look at karbanis first. There's a mifchan de derecha mitzad karbanis, and there's also this idea of a reitzel lezakas atzmai be karbanis. Then we also have in mitzvahs what the general difference is between mitzvahs, kima mitzvah, and the inyan of a karban. And then third, we're going to look at the difference between zeh keli v'aveihu, which is by all mitzvahs, and this specific idea of a reitzel lezakas atzmai, which we find by karbanis and those examples which are similar to Kabbalah. So Bashkafu Rishayna, let's start with carbon. So Bashkafu Rishayna, we mentioned earlier that according to the Rambam, there's two inyanim in a mufchar by a carbon. There's one inyan which is mufchar in the derechem, and he says, the pashas, that's mitzad the chafsa, meaning mitzad, the carbon itself. The carbon itself has to have a particular level of bechirus, a certain level of grace to it. And it can't be something which is lean and ugly. So that has to do with the gufa carbon itself. You're bringing a carbon to Hashem. So mitzad that this is being brought as a carbon to Hashem, it needs to be something which is presentable, something which is considered respectable to bring. This is, he says, al derech, like bizoyin kotchin, that you're not allowed, it says you're not allowed to even be mak, you're not allowed to be makdash b'amum for a carbon. But the law is not only you're not allowed to be makdash b'amum la carbon, you can't even be makdash b'amum to the base of Migdash for the purpose of selling it and using the proceeds, let's say, for Nesachim or Mincha. Because that itself, that you're Makdash Abal Mum, for the purpose of using the money to bring something on top of the Mizbeach, that itself is considered a Bezoyin. In other words, that the inyan of Mifchan Dideracha, and especially if you connect it to the idea of HaKriveu Na, that if you, would you be Makr of such a thing to your governor, would he be happy? That it's Mitzad the Chatz of the Korban. The idea of the Korban is to bring a gift, to bring something to Hashem. It's a carbon which has kedusha. It's something that you're being brought to Hashem. And if it's a bezoin, if it's disgraceful, then it definitely sometimes aser, or at least l'chatchila, is something that you're not supposed to bring. It's not a gift to Hashem. It's not something which is respectful. This is something which is disgraceful. It's a bezoin that you're bringing to Hashem. So in other words, mitzvah, the mitzvah itself, that if you're using this a carbon that you shouldn't be, and we discussed already earlier, Subbeis and Sugimel, and also the Kiryas Sefer, the difference is, but let's keep it simple with Subbeis, that if you bring this type of a carbon, which is Asar, that's a problem in the mitzvah itself, that you're bringing a type of carbon, which is, or type of animal, which lacks the ability to really be a proper carbon. It's a carbon which in itself has problems within it. You're bringing a carbon which it has problems. So the point is that mitzad dechatzah, it's not only that what you're bringing, you're saying the carbon itself has certain issues within it, and therefore this would not be something you'd give as a gift, and therefore, of course, you cannot give this either to Hashem. But then we have the idea of a reitzel lezakas atzmai. This is a din mitzad degavra, meaning is this is something when it's a good carbon, but you want to do more. You want to be mezakeh yourself, so you're bending yourself, you're forcing yourself to do something which is even greater, which is l'chayra, is a din klali. By everything where the person is giving, or what he thinks connecting to Hashem, l'shem hakel ha'tayv, even by other mitzvahs, that there's a hiddur on the ma'isa gravra, that if he wants to be mezakeh, he should do the best possible that he can. So, meaning, that mitzvah de chefsa, this animal could be good. But sad the chesed, this lulav is good. Any of these things, they're good, they're fine, they're perfect. They will do the job. But the idea is that you want to be mezakeh yourself, you want to do more. So if you want to do more, that's mitzad you. Meaning mitzad the mitzvah, mitzad the chesed, you technically could use those a benini, mitzad the chesed is kosher. This could be used. This is perfectly fine. This would work. Hashem gave you a command. You have fulfilled that command 100%. But here, what you're trying to do is you want to do more than you actually are obligated to do. So doing more than you're obligated to do, this is an obligation which is on the gavra. This is something that you're taking upon yourself that you want to do it. The Rebbe points out higher Yisera Mizu from the Ritva. I'll tell you what I think the Rebbe is trying to hint at. The Ritva over there tells us that Mitzad did a Mipchar did the Reicham. There's a mitzvah in a mufkar that the carbon should be chashiv in his eyes. Like as it says, Alma hisnalef on a mitzvah shloya mitzvah bezuyas alav, that the Ritva understands that b'chal, this idea of hisnalef on a mitzvah is even mivcha in the derecha. What is the idea? That's always mitzad the person. That mitzad the person, there should be a certain chashivus. That when you bring, if you bring something which is hafos or something which is nice, or even if it's not the best, that shows it's not something which is chashiv. How do you show that it's something which, or how do you make it chashiv in your own eyes? That's through bringing something which is valuable, something which is important by you. So what is the Rebbe, I think, trying to tell us about this? The Rebbe, I believe, is trying to tell us that there's, in the Inyan of the Gavra, you could say there's really two dargis. He says, Yaseir Mizu from the Ritva, that the Ritva, this idea of bringing the best is mamish only mitzad the Gavra. That mitzad the carbon, it doesn't matter if you brought a Beinani, if you brought the best one, mitzad the carbon, mitzad the chafsa, doesn't matter at all. It's all mitzad you. That in order for it to be chashiv in your eyes, in order that the mitzvah is chashiv by you, you should do the best possible way. Like the chinuch says, Acher hamaisim neshapas halavavis, that after one's acts, the heart is drawn. If you make it important, if you give valuable animals, then this makes this carbon something which is valuable to you. So in other words, according to this ritva, it's nothing to do with the chaps at all. It's mamish mitzad the gavra. And he actually learns this again, not just by Parbanis, but he learns this by all mitzvahs. He says, this is part of a general idea, his style of fun of mitzvahs, that bechlal, the union of hinder mitzvah, is just mitzad the gavra, that the mitzvah should be something which is hush in your eyes, and he actually says this also, mitzvah in the derecha, he's understanding mitzvah derecha as a prat, in hinder mitzvah, which is different than the Rambam, but he's learning all of these in Yonim is all really mitzad, the person himself, that it should be chashiv in his eyes. But what the Rambam is saying, lokuf atzmai, sounds like one step more. It's not just that it should be chashiv in your eyes, but it's more than that, is that you want to bring something which is more beautiful to Hashem. You want to be, you're bending your yetzahara. So it's not just the idea of it should be chashiv in your eyes, but it's because if it's chashiv in your eyes, you could bring something which is very nice, something which is chashiv to you. Here we're focusing on the idea that it's not just to be chashiv in your eyes, but rather you're bending yourself and forcing yourself to do something which is more. And therefore, you're bringing something which is na u'meshubach b'yaisa. So the mashmois of the Rambam is that this is something which is mitzataka de gavra, that it's haroitza lezakas atzmai. Someone wants to mitzak himself, he's bending himself, and he's giving something which is more beautiful. Okay, the Rebbe brings in R31 that what the lashon of the Rambam is, yet you're bringing nom and base yeshivase, that you're bringing something which is more beautiful than the house you're living in. So it's basically the idea is it's not to bring the best possible that there is in the world. It's just the better than what you have. The idea is that you're bending yourself. It's nothing to do with the gufa carbon. The idea is it's not negay the gufa carbon. Is it the most beautiful or not? It's really looking at the individual. Mitzad you, is this something which you'd be forcing yourself to part with it? So it could be that another person is bringing a more beautiful animal, but mitzidai, that's not a sacrifice. Me, I'm bringing a worse animal, but mitzidi, it's not a sacrifice. So then this idea would actually be more fulfilled by me when it's a sacrifice. That's what the Rebbe is trying to bring. That has nothing to do with the chafsa, it has to do with the gavra. And Bezek Gufa, there's two levels. There's the Ritva, which the Rebbe says Yiseir Mizu from the Ritva. And Yiseir Mizu may because he's saying it's Mitzad, the Inyan of Mipcha and the Derechim itself. Even Mipcha and the Derechim itself is an Inyan of this concept. Or maybe because this is showing that, according to the Rambam, you could also learn that the main hadgasha is mitzad de gavra. That mitzad de chepsa, you could really bring either. But it's mitzad de gavra, you should really be bringing the best. But once you bring it, that's taka haysafa. That mitzad de mitzvah, you could bring a beinoni. If you want to be mezaka yourself, that you bring something which is even more beautiful. By bringing that thing which is more beautiful, is that haysafa in the chepsa itself? The pashta is yes. That's what I think the Rebbe's Yisir Mezu is. That the Ritzvah is saying is it's nothing to do with the chepsa at all. It's just mitzad you. The Rambam, it sounds like you're bending yourself to bring something which is more beautiful. Just like when you're building, giving something to a poor man, if you give him something which is more beautiful, that of course makes a difference to the person that's receiving it. But the idea is that that's not mitzad the mitzvah itself. Mitzad the mitzvah itself, there's no obligation to do that. It's rather mitzad the person. It's mitzad the person. Therefore, by mitzvah de derecha, there are certain standards. And it can't be one of those levels of sickness. Al kopanim, and even if it's, as we said, it's kachush v'kaor, according to the pnim of the sicha, it's lachatchila, you shouldn't bring it. We brought the Kiryas Sefer that might disagree with it, but mitzad the pnim of the sicha, it sounds like you shouldn't bring it. That's mitzad the chepsa. Mitzad the chepsa itself, you shouldn't be bringing those two sugei karbanis. That's not mitzad you, that's mitzad the carbon. Then we're saying mitzad the gavra, you should bring the best possible thing, which is more mitzad yourself, that you're bending yourself. Harai, that's more about yourself, because he doesn't say bend yourself to bring the most beautiful. Rather, he says bend yourself to bring more beautiful, the most beautiful that you have, or more beautiful than your home, or the best that you have of that min. But Bapayel, I believe it's still haysafa in the chatz itself, because the korban taka is getting better. So therefore, I believe he brings the ritva where he's being madgisha, there's nothing there. Could be. But either way, let's just, the kitzer, what are we trying to say over here? We're saying, according to the Rambam, again, we're going to start with carbon, then we're going to go with karbanis, relative to the other mitzvahs, and then we'll get to the inyan zekei levaveihu, hid the mitzvah bechlal, to the kochiv l'Hashem. So what we said so far in the karbanis is that we have these two inyan, we have mifchan de derecha, midderecha, which is a halacha in the chepsa of the carbon itself, that the carbon itself needs to have certain level of bechirus in order for it to be a good carbon. And then we said that mitzad kol chayiv l'Hashem, there's an inyan of mitzad the gavra to give even more than that. But the Rebbe is going to tell us that we're going to see an interesting idea by the karbanis. That by karbanis, the truth is it's going to be mitzad the gavra and mitzad the chepsa. That when you bring taka, the more beautiful animal, it's not just b'derech memela. That's the main thing is the gavra. And b'derech memela, you're also going to have a beautiful animal. But we're going to show is that sai mitzad the gavra and also sai mitzad the chepsa, they're both fundamental parts over here by garing the carbon. That the kol chayiv l'Hashem is relevant both to the gavra and the chepsa, to the carbon directly. And we'll get back to that soon. Okay, now let's get to, so b'pashtus, we have Mifchar Derecha, we have the Maisa Gavra, which is Kol Chayil of Lashem, and we finished off by telling us that the truth is that Mitzad Kol Chayil of Lashem, there needs to be a Bechirus Mitzad the Gavra and the Chefs, and we'll get back to why that is. So what we're looking at it as the Bashkaf of Rishon is not 100% correct. It's not just Mitzad the Gavra, but we'll see it's also Mitzad the Chefs. But before we get to that, let's look at the difference between Kima Mitzvah Bechalal and Karbonis, what their Yachas is to the Chefs. What is the connection of the Chefs of Mitzvah? Mitzvahs, and what's the connection of karbanos to the chafsa? Okay, so in general, the difference is by kima mitzvahs, the main thing is the maisa hagavra. But you need to have the object in order to fulfill the mitzvah. For example, person has a mitzvah to put on, let's say, tzitzis. So is the main thing to make the tzitzis? No, the main thing is not to make the tzitzis. The main thing is that is to have the tzitzis on you. If a person has a mitzvah to wear tefillin, so the main mitzvah is to make the tefillin. No, the main mitzvah is not to make the tefillin, even though by making the tefillin, you make it a tashmishei kedusha, now it has kedusha to it. Is the main thing making the tefillin holy by making a tashmishei kedusha? It used to be just regular parchment and ink, now it's holy, it's tefillin. That's not the main point. The main point, of course, is actually to wear the tefillin. The main thing is not that something happens to the chafetz, and now this is a tefillin, which is tashmishei kedusha. Or this is a pair of tzitzis, now it's tashmishei mitzvah. Tashmishei mitzvah and tefillin would be tashmishei kedusha. That's not the point. The point is for you to fulfill the mitzvah. And then, as a side thing, your pu'ula has an effect on these items. But karbanis, and same thing he's going to say by Sefer Torah, what is the idea of, what is the mitzvah of the carbon? The carbon is that you're supposed to give it to Hashem. You're makdish, you make this carbon holy, and you bring it as a carbon, and ultimately becomes the lachem of Hashem. It's brought on the mizbeach as the food, a reich nechayach. The whole purpose of this carbon is, the mitzvah is the giving to Hashem. It's that you give it to Hashem and Hashem takes it. That is the mitzvah. So it's a very big difference. By regular mitzvahs, the mechuvin is your act. And in order to do an act, you need a chefetz. Over here, we're saying is the purpose of this mitzvah is the act. That the act itself, this item, this carbon should be given over to Hashem. So the giving to Hashem is not a side thing. In order for me to bring a carbon, I need to make it holy. No, the making it holy and putting it on the mizbeach, that is the ikar hamechuvin of this mitzvah. And he says, be'ein zeh is also by ksiva sefer Torah. That the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah is that you're mekadesh the Torah when you write it, especially the askaras shabbai. And the idea is to make the Sefer Torah holy. And therefore, this fits with what we said earlier with the Rambam, that the Rambam writes about that writing with a beautiful script. So since the mitzvah of the Ksiva Sefer Torah is to write it, so therefore that's the mitzvah itself. So the mitzvah itself, you're writing in a beautiful way. So it's not just a hiddur of the mitzvah. No, this is the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah itself is writing the Sefer Torah. So therefore a hiddur, which has to do with the purpose of the mitzvah, that would taka could be included. Okay. Or the Rebbe brings in a Sigdan Pashut Jesu. So another way of saying it is like this. He says, all mitzvahs, even if the chefetz becomes holy, but it remains your property. You are the owner of this chefetz. Masha'enkin by the carbon, the idea is that you're giving the carbon to Hashem. It becomes the property of Hashem. So in short, what's the difference between a mitzvah and a carbon as in regards to the item being used for it? By a mitzvah, you keep the mitzvah. You keep the chafzah. The chafzah belongs to you, and also, the purpose is not the chafza. The purpose is your act. Mash'enkin by the karbonis, the purpose is to give the animal to Hashem. And, of course, the animal doesn't belong to you anymore. So based on this, now we can get to the inyan of hiddur mitzvah and what the special idea of keep chevel Hashem by karbonis is. He says, kima mitzvahs, as we said, the idea really is it's a mitzvah on the gavra. Karbanis, it's really, the mechuvin is the chafza. He says, when we look at the idea of zekeli vanveyo, what is zekeli vanveyo? What is this idea of hisna lefanav? Hisna literally means that you should become beautiful in front of him. That the way that you beautify Hashem is by his servant, the one who's doing the mitzvah becomes beautiful. By doing a hiddur mitzvah, that actually makes you beautiful. This is the idea that it's mitzvah the chafza. When the person, as like, especially how the Ritva said it earlier, that when the person makes the mitzvah chashuv be'enav, that's what's beautifying Hashem. That in your eyes, this is something which is important. You're coming to recognize the greatness of Hashem. That is what beautifies Hashem. So in other words, the examples of Sukana, Lulavna. This is with the item, which the mitzvah is being done with. But again, what's the ikur? Is the ikur the lulav? No, the purpose is not the lulav. The purpose is that the man fulfills the mitzvah with the lulav. The lulav remains in your property. And the mechuvin is not even the lulav. The mechuvin is that you're doing a mitzvah with the lulav. Not that the lulav now becomes a tashmishay mitzvah, or the lulav was used for the mitzvah. That's never the purpose. The purpose is not that this lulav should be used for a mitzvah. No, the purpose is that you should be able to do a mitzvah, and you need the lulav in order to do the mitzvah. And the idea is that in order for hisna'e lefanavet, hisna literally means that you should become beautiful in front of him with mitzvahs, is that by using these beautiful items, when you do the mitzvah with beautiful items, then you become beautiful. So it's an inyan mitzvah de gavra. Masha'enken, when we're speaking about the karbanis, we're saying the ikir inyan is the chetza, is that the person is bringing a karban, and the mechuvin is the chetza, that you're giving something to Hashem. Therefore, when we're saying that you should bring the hayafah meshubach b'yaser, it's not only, the Rebbe puts actually the word b'lois in parentheses, b'lois salib them hisna lefanav. It could be that he brings it in parentheses, because we mentioned earlier that this idea of hisna lefanav, which the Rama might not hold of. But either way, he puts it in parentheses. A, because A, maybe he doesn't hold of it. And B, even if you want to say that he doesn't hold of it, still it might be nichlal in the inyan of karbanis b'chal. But definitely mitzad the inyan of hisna lefanav, which is mitzad zekei levan meyu, he says b'lois in parentheses, because maybe this inyan is actually not the Rama doesn't hold of. But either way, the idea of hisna lefanav is mitzad the gavra. But we're saying that min hayafa meshubichu yeser, this is a chelik in the prat of the gather a carbon which is to Hashem. The purpose of the carbon is to give it to Hashem. And when you give a carbon to Hashem, the idea is that it should be done in the most beautiful way. It should be done b'shleimus u'b'hidur yaser. That If you give Hashem a korban which isn't that beautiful, which isn't mitzvah beinoni, then you didn't fulfill the mitzvah in the most beautiful way. The fulfillment of the mitzvah of what you're, the actual gufa mitzvah, the mechuvan of the mitzvah, which is to give it to Hashem, wasn't done in the most shlemistic way. Or in simple words, when the purpose of the mitzvah is mitzad the gavra, then this that you're making the lulav or the sukkah, all these things beautiful, that doesn't change, that's not changing the chetza mitzad itself. The focus over there is the gavra. That mitzad the gavra, you want to be the most beautiful. But over here, we're saying, and the Rambam might not hold like that, but over here, we're talking about when the mechuvan is the chetza itself. Over here, when you're beautifying it, you're not just beautifying yourself. It's a totally different gather. Here, you're actually beautifying the mechuvan of the mitzvah. So here, it's much more essential. Over there, it's more of a, it's a hinder. It's very well. There is a mitzvah, and you're just making that mitzvah more beautiful. How are you making the mitzvah more beautiful? By bringing something which is nicer. And the way how it works is because you're sacrificing, you're bringing something nice, however way you want to learn it, making a chashuv in your eyes. But the point is, the mitzvah is there, and there's something which you're adding to it. You're beautifying something which is there. But over here, we're saying is, this is the gufa mitzvah. The gufa mitzvah is this carbon. So what you're beautifying, you're not just beautifying yourself, you're actually making the mitzvah itself, the chafs of the mitzvah, the purpose of the mitzvah, be beautified. Or in other words, by, let's say, sukkah, this that it's a sukkah na is not a prat in the gedder of the union of sukkah. Rather, it's a prat in the person doing the sukkah, that he should make it more beautiful. Masha Enkin, by carbon, this that you're making, this carbon, a beautiful gift, a beautiful hakdash Allah Hashem, that is a prat in the actual carbon itself. Okay, so now, going back, it's one interesting RR37, he said, Al-Pizeh, we could explain the discussion that the Achronim have, that we find an interesting halacha. He says, by Mila, on Shabbos, or even, not truth is, a mila. So there's, when you do a mila, there's certain strips of skin. If you don't cut it, it's ma'akiv. And there are other parts which are mitzvah and mufar, makes it more, looks nicer. So you're supposed to cut off these tzitzin, but they're not ma'akiv. And so on Shabbos, you're not, if once you finish cutting it, and then you realize that you finished, that you didn't do the tzitzin shein ma'akvin. So the halacha is that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go back. But during the weekday, it's machlokes for shayinim. The Torah says you even for, during the week, even for tzitzin shein ma'akvin, you finish the mitzvah, then you realize you didn't do it, you go back. But the Rambam holds, Slisha the Shag Sari understands, that you do not go back for it. But either way, everyone agrees that on Shabbos, if you're still in the middle of doing the milah, then as long as you're still doing it, you're allowed to cut the tzitzin shein ma'akvin. But once you stop the milah, and then you realize afterwards, l'kuliyama, on Shabbos, you cannot go back to get the tzitzin shein ma'akvin, even though it's a hiddur mitzvah. So what are we seeing? That on hiddur mitzvah on Shabbos, we're not allowed to be mechalal Shabbos for hiddur mitzvah. So the question is that it says in the Gemara Menachos, and this is Sadech Dalech Amud Aleph, that if you have a korban sibur, and they shach a kechusha, a lean one, then we tell him, go bring l'chatchila, go bring a shemena, a more fatty one. So even though you're able to fulfill your obligation with the kachusha, but we want you to bring the shemena, so we're mechalal Shabbos for this hiddur mitzvah b'shemena. So the chayim asked, l'char, this is a stira. Why by mila we are not allowed to be mechalal Shabbos for a hiddur? Masha enkin, for the karbonis, we are allowed to be mechalal Shabbos for a hiddur. So there's many answers which are given, but based on what we're saying in the sicha, we could understand the difference. Because by mila, the hiddur is not in the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah has been completed, and it's been done perfectly. It's just that you want to be mahadir. So you want to be mahadir. So mitzvah the inyan, that's not enough to be mechalal Shabbos. According to the Rambam says even during the weekday, once you finish, that means the chepsa is done. So even if you want to come back and do it again, or add to it, well, we said anyways, the Rambam might not even hold of the idea of the hiddur mitzvah. But even assuming he does hold of the hiddur mitzvah, if you're holding hiddur mitzvah, it's on the gavra, but the chepsa is done, the mitzvah is finished. How can you come back afterwards and add something to it? The mitzvah, that which is the chepsa, is already done. But the Rambam might not hold of it b'chalal, so therefore he holds, could be why he holds it, even during the week, you don't go back. If once you finish, you don't go back for it. But either way, So the question is, why bicarbonates do you do it? So the answer, based on what we're saying, is over here. It's makes it much more sweeter. It's because that type of hinner mitzvah by milah has nothing to do with the milah itself. It has to do with the gavra. So the milah was done properly. It's more of a davar tzedadi, which is mitzad the gavra. And even if you want to say that mitzad the gavra, you're adding something into the chafsa, but it's not mitzad the gezer hamitzvah itself. It's not a prat. It's something you're adding either to yourself or you're adding through yourself to the mitzvah, but it's not mitzad the gezer and mitzvah itself. Lasha Enkin, we're saying by carbon, the whole idea of the carbon is that you're giving this carbon to Hashem. So if you gave something which is kuchushan, that means the mitzvah was done in a way which was problematic. It's in a way which is problematic. So even if you'd be yotze b'diavad, so you're yotze the mitzvah, but this lack of hiddur is something which is negea to the actual mitzvah itself, and therefore something which is negea to the gufa mitzvah, that type of hiddur you would be able to be chayzer on Shabbos. So in other words, it's two different levels of hiddur. A hiddur which is mitzad the gavra, you can't be chayzer, but if it's a hiddur which is mitzad the carbon itself, especially since it's a mivchar nidarach, as we explained earlier, so b'chlal, it's a whole different type of hiddur. It's not just a general idea of hiddur, but it's mivchar nidarach is teaching us this hiddur, which now we understand maybe also deeper why you can't just rely on the zekei levan veyu in general for the carbon. Why is there a special a pasuk of mivchar nidarach by the carbon? Because mivchar nidarach is telling us that the hiddur is mitzad the guf for carbon. That's something which is essential to it. Sometimes it's even pasul l'chatchila. That's fine. So now we can go back to the other questions that we had. And we can learn everything a bit deeper. So first of all, why does the Rambam bring the Salah over here and not earlier in Hilchos Tefillah or Hilchos Matnas Aniyah? So the reasoning is because this concept of giving something completely over to Hashem is most expressed in Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach. The Inyan of the Mizbeach is that what you put on the Mizbeach becomes the food of Hashem. So all the other places doesn't stress that as much. Here you're literally the whole chafsa of the mitzvah is the putting it on the Mizbeach. That's what a Sur Mizbeach discusses, what's kosher and not kosher to put on the Mizbeach, and if you put things which should be there, or even sometimes it becomes the bread of bread of Hashem. Okay. Now we can also understand why the Rambam brings Dafke, the examples he brought, and not the examples of the Gemara. The Gemara's examples, again, of course, those are examples that have to do with the Gavra. The example that the Rambam brings all have to do with the Chafsa. So the base of Tefillah, of course, the house of tefillah, that's for Hashem. Being maktish davar, you're being maktish davar to Hashem. So these are things you're giving over to Hashem. When you're feeding someone who's hungry, or someone who's giving food, clothing to someone who's naked, so this is based on a ragachava. The ragachava explains that there's two gedarim in tzedakah. There's a tzedakah, which is a gedar mitzvah, and then sometimes you give tzedakah, which is a begedar kapara, that you're giving it for forgiveness. The Alter Rebbe also discusses this, and the nafgamina between it is a mitzvah, you only give 10%, 20%. If it's together kapara, the Alter Rebbe says a person will give everything he can, ba'ad nafshay. So you can give much more than even 20% if the purpose is for forgiveness. But anyways, the examples that the Rambam brings over here actually have to do with gedar kapara. Heichal Rav, Kiser Orim, is from a pasuk in Yeshaya, where it's talking about what a proper fast is. He says, like, you're doing the fast, but you know, not helping the aniyim, and you're not giving. That's not a good fast. Hashem doesn't like it. He says, what is a good fast? The good fast is when you give food to the poorest, l'rav lachmecha, and kisir arm v'kisisai, giving them food, giving them clothing. So it uses that lashon. So what is he referring to? The Rambam's referring to tzedakah, and which is for the purpose of tshuva and for a kapar, which is al derech karbanis. Just like a carbon is brought, given to Hashem for forgiveness, these things also you're giving to Hashem. When you're giving this clothing, as Alter Rebbe explains in time, just make it even more geschmack, he says that these things you could have used for your own chaya nafsha, you could have used it for your own life. When you're giving it over to Hashem, it's similar to Tanis, that you're giving over your own basa, your own chayas, you're giving your own life force over to Hashem. That is this other part of tzedakah, and that's what he's focusing on. Focusing on is that idea. Okay, we said we'd get back to, why is this dafka connected to the idea of aroisa lazakis atzmai? We said that it's connected to the oil, it's connected to aroisa lazakis atzmai, and we brought two proofs. So at the beginning we gave the general answer, but now we can go back and answer the three points of the salach in a deeper way. So first of all, why is it connected to aroisa lazakis atzmai? So the Rebbe point gives two levels. He says, first of all, now that we're explaining that the purpose of Hayafa Meshubach is Mitzad the Chepsa itself, that if you bring a more beautiful animal that's more beautiful, then we can understand that Roitz Lazaka Satzmai, when you want to be Mazaka yourself and you're bringing a more beautiful animal, that means you're giving the mitzvah is being done, the chetz of the mitzvah is being done in a more beautiful way. So therefore, the zakas atzma, the forgiveness and the ritzi of the korban will also be done much greater. When you're yakif atzma and you give something which is more mehudar and something which is more beautiful, that means the korban is in a more beautiful way. And therefore, of course, the ritzui and the kapar, which will come with it, or the zakas atzma, which comes with it, will also be much greater. So that's the connection to yakif atzma. We say, if you want to have a greater kapara, then you do more than you need to do. So you're Papayel bringing a greater chafs. But the Rebbe says, even on the deeper level, that it's not just mitzad, like a zaitik inyan, that if you want to have a more beautiful chafsa in order to bring kapara, therefore the yotkab atzmai in order to get the chafsa. He says, we could say that this is actually an inyan mitzad the gabra itzapa. As we said earlier, that the inyan of a reitz lazak atzatzmai, tzad mitzad the gabra, tzad mitzad the chafsa. And this is based on the Ramban. Famous Ramban, he says that when a person brings a korban, he should think how he sinned in front of Hashem with his body and his nefesh, and really his blood should be spilled and his body should be burnt. But it's the chesed of Hashem that Hashem took korban instead of him. That the blood of the korban instead of his blood, and the nefesh of the korban instead of his nefesh. So in other words, that when you're bringing the korban, you're really thinking about what the aver that you did and the destruction and the klippus and the tumah and everything that you caused through your avera. And when you take that to heart, that breaks you. That it brings a certain shibra and halev, a certain brokenness. And therefore, you're able to do tshuva and return of the proper chorata, return to Hashem, and of course, you'll be forgiven. So he says, what is the main aspect of the carbon? So there's two parts of it here, right? One part is, we're saying is that there's the person that has to have the shibra and halev, and there's also the idea that you're bringing the carbon itself. So he says, based on this, the idea of Yaakov Yitzra is not a side thing. It's not a side thing that, if Yaakov Yitzra, you bring a more beautiful chafsa. And he says, it's not, and more than that, it's not just even a prat in the carbon. That you'll say that it's, what does it mean, it's a prat? That the main carbon is to bring something beautiful to Hashem. It's like, you're giving something to Hakdash. The main thing is to give it to Hakdash. Hi, if you have the right kavanah, then it's even more valuable. It's like any mitzvah. The main thing is the maisuha ikra, and if you have a kavanah, that's a good prat, and that adds in the mitzvah. So it's not just a prat. He says, rather, this is the ganze geder hakarbon. The ganze geder hakarbon is that a person is breaking himself, as it says many places in Nevi'im, that Hashem says, "Lomeli roiv zibchachem." Why do I want all your many karbonis? I want you to listen to me. The best thing is to listen. Meaning, the best thing is to do tshuva. So the essence of the karbon itself, and you're bringing this beautiful karbon, that's actually connected to the chafsa itself. If you're missing the gavra, if you don't have the yakif yitzray, then the chafsa is not really more beautiful. You're missing the point. The yakif yitzray actually also makes it more beautiful. So it's not just yakif yitzray will make you bepeil mamish, bring a karbon which the chafsa is more beautiful. But the yakif yitzray actually gives value to this karbon which is more beautiful. And that's brings us to, and this also explains why it's connected to the psukim he brings. He says, "Yisha Hashem el Hevel el Ben Chasei," that Hevel brought the Bechirat Sinai, but he adds that Hashem turns to Hevel el Ben Chasei. He says el twice, el Hevel el Ben Chasei, to stress both of them. That why did Hashem turn? Hashem turned because there's two parts. There's Hevel, there's the Gavra, the el Ben Chasei, that there's also was the mincha itself, as it said in the beginning of the pasuk, that was that b'chayr sinai mechabeim, that he brought from the best. So Hashem turned dafka because he had both parts to it. And the reason it brings kol chayv l'Hashem, of course, is that to tell you that this idea is a general concept of anything which is given l'Hashem, kol chayv l'Hashem, any type of mitzvah l'Hashem, this also is applicable to. And why dafka is it connected to the inyan of oil? So the reasoning why it's connected to oil, or more specifically to the menuchas, because this is the oil that's used for the menuchas, is because who usually brought a mincha? An ani, as it says, Rashi brings in this week's parasha, says nefesh kisakru, the nefesh will be makav a carbon, a mincha. And the Gemara asks, why does it call it a nefesh? It doesn't usually use this law. It usually says adam kiakru. Why by a mincha does it say nefesh? Because Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu mi derke lahavi minchas ani, who usually brings the mincha? An ani. So therefore, ma'ilan ani alav, I will consider kilu hikriv nashu lafan, as if he was makav his nefesh. In other words, when someone who's rich is bringing the carbon, it's not considered that his nefesh is being given. Because he looks, even if he has all the right kavanas, but to a certain degree, he also looks at the carbon that he brings. And therefore, he has a certain hergish there. He's not completely broken because he also feels like, I'm also doing this mitzvah in the most beautiful way. He's not completely broken. Masha Enkin and Ani, he doesn't even have that kishmak to say, I brought a beautiful carbon. He brings the flower How does he have the flour? Because he got it from the paya, from people's fields. He's able to get a little bit of food from the paya, so he's able to grind it and make it into a mincha, which you can bring to the base mikdash. So therefore, he sacrificed. He doesn't even feel good about his carbon. So on one hand, he's sacrificing the most because he doesn't have so much food. He's literally getting it from the paya. And B, he doesn't even feel good about it. So the Yaakov Yitzray, the Shivron Halev, is the greatest by the Ani. So therefore, this is why the Rambam Dafka connects it to the Inyan of the Menachos, the oil used for the Menachos, because he's trying to tell you that what is the main point over here? The main point over here, what's the Iker HaGeder, is that it's the Gavra that's being Yaakov Yitzray. That if a person wants to make his korban the most beautiful, you're Yaakov Yitzray. You're bending yourself. And of course, what he's trying to tell us, each person according to Iyan, if it's an Ani, that's an Inyan that he brings a Mincha, or the best type of Mincha he could bring. He's bending himself, breaking himself to the most of his ability by bringing the most beautiful carbon. So again, you have to have both. Hevel, Baal, Menachos, that it's to Hevel, that Hevel add, recognize, or want it to connect to Hashem, and therefore he also brings the most beautiful carbon. So same thing by us, and especially by an Ani. That we want to have the mezakis atzasma, we want to have the ratzon of Hashem, the kapara that comes from Hashem. You need to have these two ideas, that a person is Yaakov Yitzra, he bends himself, he breaks himself. If it's an Ani just to bring a mincha, it'd be someone rich, that he brings something which is precious to him, something which is valuable to him, more than he wants to give. So therefore, it's a breaking of who he is. So that inyan of the gavra, that he's breaking himself, and bapayo, what he's bringing is so deeply connected to each other. Because the chefsa is the etzem ha-mitzvah. It's that you're giving this gift, or you're bringing this korban to Hashem. So the korban to Hashem that you're bringing has to be the best. Because that is the etzem ha-mitzvah, and that also has a very strong effect on the gavra. Or in simpler terms, the whole geder ha-korban is that you're giving the carbon to Hashem. And as the Ramban explains, what that really means is that you're giving yourself over to Hashem. So when are you giving yourself over to Hashem? In the greatest way, when it's without bli chashbonis, when you're breaking yourself without any chashbon. And when is the greatest level of Yaakov Yitzray without any chashbonis? That's by an Ani. So that's why we're seeing how the Chepsa and the Gavra really go together. Because the Chepsa and the Gavra are really one over here. The Chepsa is the carbon, and the Gavra is you, that you're supposed to look at yourself as if you are the carbon. So by giving the most, or giving without, by giving a carbon without a chashbon, which that means you're breaking yourself without a chashbon, what you're really doing is you're giving yourself over to Hashem without any chashbonis.